and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and we'd hope this evening to have John McTernan with us, but we can't seem to reach him. So if you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. It's open lines. I have absolutely nothing at all planned, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But ladies and gentlemen, basically, you know, as we look and see what's going on in the world today, there are two basic philosophies. One is certainly we're seeing the culmination of geopolitical forces, certainly of financial efforts, that we have a small group that certainly dominates the American society and has taken over control of our government and is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. That's their goal and objective. That is certainly is one way to look at things. And then there's another, and that is that we are living in prophetic times. The Bible has prophesied what's going to happen. And we are seeing the unfolding of spiritual affairs. We're seeing the unfolding of powerful spiritual forces, the fulfillment of prophecy. And you can explain the things that are going on today based upon that. Well, basically, of course, you actually, if you're coming from a Christian point of view, why, you may very well embrace the latter. If you're coming from a secular point of view, you'll embrace the first concept that things are just sort of happening. But if you look at what's going on in the world today, there really are so many unanswered questions, things that just don't make sense. We did a wonderful program this afternoon with Dr. Dennis Cuddy, talking about certainly the Muslim Brotherhood, talking about the various radical Islamic groups that are out there. And really what was so interesting, of course, as you get into the background of that, you found out that certainly these Muslim groups are intent upon killing Christians. And they're really deeply involved, they're very, very actively involved in killing Christians all throughout the Muslim world. There are about 100 million Christians living in the Muslim world, and certainly the Christians in Mosul there in Iraq now, certainly there are thousands of them, tens of thousands of them, and they've been told either convert to the Muslim faith or we're going to kill you. It's just that simple. Now, fortunately, most of the Christians living in Mosul have already fled down into Kurdistan. Unfortunately, they do have a place to go, but unfortunately for the remainder, well, they're going to have a very difficult choice. They'll either convert to the Muslim faith or they'll be killed. But this is all being financed with your tax money. Why would the American government, why would the Central Intelligence Agency be funding certainly the Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all of these various radical Islamic organizations that are killing Christians and destabilizing the governments over there? And certainly they, in fact, in Iraq today, we're funding both the Sunnis and the Shias. We're funding the Shia government. We're funding the opposition, which is Sunni. Why would we be funding both sides? If you look at it from a purely logical point of view, it doesn't make any sense. So there must be another explanation. Well, it's open lines, and we hope that you'll call in. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. We have nothing prepared. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about, but give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. the U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly it's open lines, and we're looking forward but to your calls. But basically, of course, we've been asking that question, why in the world would the Central Intelligence Agency be funding the radical Islamic movement? Now, okay, you say, well, I don't believe that the Central Intelligence Agency is funding certainly the Muslim Brotherhood or certainly the Al-Qaeda or ISIS. I mean, I just can't believe that. So fortunately, we do have now access to the internet, and you go up on your search engine and simply type in, as I did, to check and see, CIA funding Muslim Brotherhood, CIA funding ISIS, CIA funding Al-Qaeda, and you'll find out that this is actually the case. Ladies and gentlemen, this should be the headlines of every newspaper in the country, but it's not, and it's not because the media is rigidly controlled, and most of what the American people read, hear, see, and think is rigidly controlled, and just frankly is not true. Well, basically, suddenly we can talk about the background of the communist movement. And you go into the background of the communist movement going all the way back to 1918, and it was financed at that time by wealthy Americans. Wealthy American financiers wanted an enemy. They wanted something as a distraction to take the people's attention off what they were doing here at home. And so they funded communism. They funded Lenin. And in fact, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And you can incidentally get that by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, where we go into detail and quote from people who actually were in Moscow back in 1918, 1919, when, of course, they verified the fact that Americans were directing the world communist movement under Lenin, and Lenin did exactly what he was told. But we can't, you see, that's not what you're going to learn in the textbooks today. Why? Because you're supposed to believe that communism is the enemy. Communism is a created force. It's been funded, certainly from its inception, by people here in the United States. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, Sydney here in the Central Coast of California, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we're hoping that you are going to give us a call. But basically, you get into the background, certainly, of so much of what's happened. And if you follow the course of communism, then you find out that we were funding Stalin. We were funding the Russians during the Second World War. And then supposedly we had the break with them, and then they were at odds with us. But if you look and see what was really happening, all during the intervening years, we funded them. And we actually were funding the Russians during the Vietnam War, and the Russians were funding the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese were funding the South Vietnamese, who were killing our boys in the hills and the mountains there of Vietnam. But the average American must never understand what's really going on. They actually are supposed to believe that we have all these enemies out there. And then, of course, we've told you at this house many times about how we funded the Nazis. And, I mean, that was really so incredible. Most people have no concept of the fact that American corporations, 100 of them, actually were in Germany building the weapons for the Nazis, both before and during World War II. And if you have any serious questions about that, why, when I went through Colonel House's papers at Yale University back in 1980, I came across a letter written by Ambassador William Dodd in 1936 to Colonel House asking why there were 100 American corporations building weapons for the Germans when there was no profit to be made. There was no way the corporations, the American corporations, could get money out of the country because of exchange restrictions. And he didn't understand why in 1936, 100 American corporations were building the weapons for the Nazis. Now, basically, there's nothing has changed. It was in the years that followed, the American corporations continued building the weapons, and Americans headed those corporations. And they built this, they did that during the war and after the war. The Americans who headed the corporations were temporarily arrested and then very, very quietly released. The last thing they want to the American people to understand is we funded the Nazis so we could have a war, and it was totally unnecessary. And, of course, this, of course, foreshadows what is coming on today, because I fear there's going to be a great war, a significant war with Russia. And I believe, of course, we're working hand in glove behind the scenes with the Russians, and they're doing everything they can to get the American people and the Europeans to hate Russia, and basically everything they can to get the Russians to hate Americans in prelude to this terrible, terrible war that's coming. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a much, much different war than any we've seen before, because these countries are armed with nuclear weapons. And people really are incapable of imagining what a nuclear war would be like. And yet, of course, if you believe that the scriptures, the Bible is relevant, why the relevant, if you get into Revelation 6:8, they talk about this war, the rider of the pale horse, and a quarter of the population of the world is destroyed. A quarter of the population of the world is destroyed. And then, of course, you get down a few verses later, another third of the world is going to be destroyed. Could that really be true? Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I would hope and pray that this is not true, it's not relevant, but I happen to believe that the scriptures are infallible, and certainly the things as they are unfolding today, they do not make sense from a logical point of view. There's absolutely no reason why we should be putting sanctions on Russia. And why are we putting sanctions on Russia? Well, basically because of what happened in the Ukraine. What really happened in the Ukraine? The United States spent $5 billion to topple the democratically elected government of the Ukraine and to finance unrest in the Ukraine. And that, of course, is what's led to the current situation over there. And it was the American funding, certainly, of that situation that has brought us to where we are today. Russia is reacting, as you might expect that they would logically. But I believe this is all being orchestrated. And now, of course, Europe is placing sanctions, very severe sanctions on Russia. Sanctions are an act of war. There's certainly an act, certainly, that precludes a shooting war or certainly the troop involvement. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 464-8295, and as we pointed out before, we had a weak initial phases, so they can't get into the air. And then, of course, we are actually financing with millions of dollars a civil unrest in Russia. We're financing civil unrest and taking NGOs and other organizations that are in Russia and encourage them to get involved in certainly civil disobedience in an effort to topple the Russian government. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these are acts of war. And where is the outcry from our churches? Where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? Where is the outcry from our media? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, and we hope that you'll give us a call because we have nothing really prepared this evening. But do you honestly believe that within 2 weeks of the downing of that Malaysian plane, they could have put together this legislation and gotten 22 senators to authorize it and got it submitted in the Senate? Obviously, this was planned long ahead of time, and nobody has commented on that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'd like to know what you think. What do you think of the possibility of war? Certainly, according to Paul Craig Roberts, former Undersecretary of the Treasury, and certainly one of the people I read on a regular basis and have the greatest respect for, Paul Craig Roberts says that the official policy of the American government has changed, and that actually, in the past, we've always felt that a nuclear war was not winnable, but that is no longer the instance. We've certainly changed our attitude, and now we believe that nuclear war is a winnable war. I don't believe so. I think that what the horrors of what this would be was beyond comprehension. But I want to know what you think. We need your calls. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we want to hear from you. And we're going to be back here as soon as this break is over. We do have Ted calling from Moses Lake up in Washington. And we need a lot more callers. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and it's open lines. We have Ted calling from Moses Lake in Washington. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Hi, Ted. How are we doing?
Oh, fine, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to let you know on my radio show today, Out of This World, broadcast on KKNW 1150 AM in Seattle. I asked all my listeners in over 50 countries to send you good thoughts and good wishes so you'd feel better.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And certainly we covet the prayers of people that certainly it's in God's hands what's going to happen. But certainly I appreciate so much your asking people to certainly think about us and hopefully pray for our well-being, because this is certainly the only thing that's going to determine this. And we've completed the first stage of our chemotherapy. I suspect we're going to have an additional one, though. Under any circumstances, we'll keep you advised. We're going to be going, we had a recent biopsy just 2 days ago, and we're going to be going to see our doctor again next week. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, I just want to say, Dr. Stan, that I think you've got friends in very high, angelic friends in very high places helping you out. And there was one thing on the internet I wanted to run by you, and I didn't know whether it was true or not, but I'd heard a story on the internet that last Sunday, President Obama was at a some sort of dinner, and he said that Muslims had actually started the United States, and Muslims had built the United States into what it was today. Was that, had you heard anything like that? I didn't know whether
yes,
that was
yes, wrong. I have heard it. I don't know whether it's true or not. I would find it almost impossible to believe he would have said that. But the way things are going in the world today, nothing would surprise me. I mean, basically, I have no question at all. But number one, Sonny, our current president is not a U.S. citizen. He wasn't born in the United States. Number two, he is a Muslim, and of course, I really believe, of course, his loyalty is there. But I have no question either that he is simply a pawn of the people who put him in office. And they put him there, I think, to preside over the destruction of this great nation. And he's doing a pretty good job of it.
Well, you know, you look at the southern border, and I agree totally with you, Dr. Stan, but you look at the southern border, and have all these thousands of kids, illegal kids, coming over the border. Now, I mean, who doesn't like kids, right? But I think our borders should still be secure. And how are these kids coming from Central America all the way through Mexico, bused, taking a train? Somebody must be organizing it. A 6 or 7 year old kid does not simply walk across Mexico. He must have help. They're all coming across the border, and then instead of enforcing our immigration laws, they're being welcomed in open arms by our president.
You're absolutely right. But remember, of course, it was under the Bush administration that the Congress voted several billion dollars to build a two-tiered 15-foot barbed wire top fence. All along our border, the entire length of that, the money was appropriated, voted for by Congress, appropriated, but the Bush administration decided that it would be even better to have a virtual fence. And so using technology from Boeing and other electronic companies, they actually just they put in stations every so often so they could watch people going across the border. They absolutely refused to build a fence. Now, they do have a little fence about 3 feet tall. So they can say the fence has been built all along the border. It's all a lie. This is part of a long-range plan involving both the Democrats and Republicans who are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. So you're absolutely right, though. Somebody's coordinating this whole thing, and the American people, you know, compassionate about children, are willing to go along with it.
Right. Now, I'm not against children. I mean, who doesn't love children? But they're using these children, I think, as a pawn, Dr. Stan, to break down our border, to totally open up the border. The next step they're going to do is legalize them all. Then their parents, relatives, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, you name it, are going to come across the border, and then one day President Obama is going to say, well, let's not even have a border with Mexico or Canada. Just let everybody in.
But that is the plan. The whole idea of the globalists is to actually do away with borders and to create a United States of North America. And once you understand that, it all makes sense. I mean, otherwise, there's no logic to it at all. Anything else you'd like to say, Ted?
No, I wish you well on your speedy recovery, Dr. Stan, and I will continue to ask all my listeners in over 50 countries around the world to pray for your continued healing.
Thank you so very much, Ted. I really appreciate that. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We have Leslie waiting on the line from Washington. And if you out there, you'd like to call us, it's open lines. But we're going to have to go through the a little music here. We'll go through the advertisements. And then we'll get to Leslie. And then we have Susan in Cincinnati. But if you're out there and you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is George Wiley. That miracle juice really is a miracle. Miracle juice products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your miracle to today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan. It's open lines. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Leslie calling from Dayton, Washington. Hi, Leslie. A question or comment?
Some comments, maybe a few questions.
Okay, fine. Good. Thank you so much for calling. As when suddenly when our guest doesn't show up, while we're dependent upon those of you in the listening audience to give us a call. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. So what would you like to comment on, or what questions would you like to ask?
Well, first I wanted to thank Barbara the other night for correcting the report about Hamas hitting the airport. I was surprised when I had heard it on the news. After all these years, I thought they actually hit something. The other thing I wanted to say was, and I certainly do not want to get into a discussion about the rapture. The people that called me the other night with Terry, I just wanted to make a suggestion that when they start saying we're not appointed to God's wrath, I just wanted them to maybe think about that maybe they're confusing God's wrath with Satan's wrath. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. My other subject is, I think, okay, I understand seasonal drought, but I think this water shortage, we're running out of water, is a complete scam.
Oh, certainly if we're not running out of water, there's the same amount of water there's always been in the world. The question is, are they manipulating the weather? And they have the ability to manipulate weather with HAARP and with chemtrails and with certain things that they can do. We don't know whether this is normal or whether they are actually creating an artificial water shortage and for whatever purpose it would be, maybe to create artificial shortages of food, run up the cost of food. We don't know what they're doing. We do know, though, that apparently that we're certainly, there is certainly a shortage of water out in the valley, San Joaquin Valley. But there's a reason for this. First of all, because repeatedly here in California, where I live, why the people have actually voted to build additional reservoirs, and they've absolutely refused to do it. They've spent the money for all sorts of other on important things. And now, of course, when we do have a water shortage, they've not had the rain or the snow. Why are they suddenly letting water run out to the ocean to preserve the smelt or something of the sort, or something, or anchovies? I don't know what it is, but basically what is happening is just does not make sense. They ought to be doing everything to take the water and certainly make sure that it's going to be used. But the most important thing, and that would be to grow food and to support our farmers, and they're not doing it. It's almost as if there's an organized effort to perpetuate this and to exaggerate this water shortage here in California. And I suspect this is true across the country.
Yeah, I do know that you guys had a really dry winter. About 6 months, maybe 12 months ago, I hear these things every now and again, and I just kind of put them in the back of my mind and see what happens. But I had heard on a news that Nestle had wanted to buy global water rights, and the UN had told them no, and I just kind of stored that away and kind of was expecting this water shortage thing to come up at some time. But they're also making money off of it. I think it has to do with Agenda 21. And I certainly don't see the people in Washington racing to put a moratorium on fracking because that uses a lot of water.
You're absolutely right. I don't think we're getting the full story. Anything else?
Just one little thing. I wanted to ask anybody if they have noticed the new children's fashions, if anybody's picked up on the little children, their new fashions that they have. And I thought, oh, isn't that cute? They're making them look like, making the children look like the little animals that they think we are.
Okay, fine. God bless, Leslie. Thank you so much for calling in. And keep on listening. Encourage others to listen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Susan calling from Cincinnati. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Hi, Susan. How are we doing?
Oh, fine. My question is, how is it that you're able to keep being on the radio and not have them come after you? And then my second question or comment, I guess, would be, is that where is God in all this? And why would he allow such an evil person like Obama to come to power? And then I guess the third part of that is that I don't know why people seem so befuddled and baffled by what he's doing. I mean, he is a Muslim. He wants to destroy America. And why don't people understand that, I guess?
Well, first of all, let's take one question at a time. Why am I still on the air? Because I've intentionally kept myself small. And basically, we don't have the massive audiences that Alex Jones does. And certainly, we only have maybe a dozen radio stations, both afternoon and evening. So we're not that large a target. We've done this intentionally so that we would not suddenly be watched. But I know that they're watching me. I know that they're monitoring everything that I do. For some reason, perhaps God is protecting us, whatever it is. We're still here, and we'll be here as long as God allows us to. And then you ask why people aren't concerned. It's almost as if there's a spiritual blindness out there. But unfortunately, the American people have lived such a good life, and we have such a wonderful society. Most people just absolutely refuse to believe anything could be so bad, and that the church has neutralized them. Basically, an awful lot of people believe they're going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. And I absolutely hope they're right. But what happens if it doesn't happen that way? They're going to lose their faith. Because they're so certain that they're never going to have to suffer. And I believe, of course, God is going to bring his judgment on the people here in the United States, not because of what they've done, because of what they haven't done. Anyway, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Let's go to Abel. Abel is calling us from Covington, Kentucky. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's open lines. Hi, Abel. How are we doing?
Blessings to you, Brother Stan.
And well, thank you so much.
I just want to say about the comment the gentleman who was speaking before. He was saying something that I kind of disagree a little bit with, because he says that Obama welcomes the illegals with open arms. But let me tell you, no other president has had more people being deported back to their country, especially in Latin America, than Obama. It seems to me a little contradiction there. And right across the Ohio River in Cincinnati, Ohio, almost every week you see in the corner spots of Cincinnati, Ohio, these little stands giving telephones for free, mainly to African Americans. It seems to me that Obama's policies is much in favor of African American. He's African American, I understand that. But I just want to say that he's not the undocumented. They do not qualify. They don't even speak English many times. I just want to say that, Brother Stan.
All right, fine. I appreciate that. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I thank God, because there's still some good, wonderful people in America with the love of God. I believe when Jesus Christ comes for his church, there will be some good people up in heaven with him, you know, and much of them will be from America. America is still a great country.
It still is a great country, and I love the people here. I just wish that they were more aware, and this is why I do what I do, hoping that they will listen, they begin to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political and ideological battlefield, and they have to understand that we are being totally manipulated by this small group of evil and subversive people who control both political parties, make mockery of our electoral process. And once people begin to understand the spiritual component of what's going on, things begin to make sense.
God bless you. God bless everybody. Have a good night.
Yeah, thank you so much, Abel. Appreciate that. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. It's open line, so give us a call. Right now we have Bruce calling from Durham, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
All right. It's been kind of a cool summer so far this year. Not really that hot. I just was reading in tonight's local paper that July was about 2 degrees cooler than average.
My goodness, I thought we had global warming, because I say that with tongue-in-cheek. Go right ahead.
That has to be some kind of a plot to gain power over everyone, some kind of Agenda 21 thing. I'm sure it is. There's so many conspiracies and plots and stuff going on in this world. It seems like life is getting cheaper. I don't want to talk about that necessarily, about World War III coming, or World War 2.5, maybe. It might not be a full world war. Who knows? I wanted to ask, because life is so cheap, and it's cheapening, and you've mentioned the danger of going into hospitals with Obamacare. Did you have any trouble in your last hospital visit? Any threatening feelings? Did anybody say, have you made out your living will? Stuff like that. Did you get any creepy feelings?
No, not really. Of course, the hospital that I go to is the hospital I practice in. I was chief of orthopedics there for many years, and of course, that was 20 years ago. But basically, no, I don't feel threatened when I go to the hospital now. But I will tell you that what is really so disturbing is all the paperwork. My goodness, there's so much paperwork, and not only for the patients, but for the people in the hospital. Basically, the nurses spend so much time on paperwork, they really don't have time to give the personal care to the patients. And basically, when you get to be a patient in the hospital, you do not get... When I first went into practice, it was 1960. And you went to the hospital, you got a you got water, you got a bed bath every day, and you got a back rub, and you know, it was a lot of personal care, and maybe actually in those days where we had wards, great big wards, there might be 20 people on a ward, but there'd be aides there, they would have, you know, a number of aides, and then they would have a chief nurse. That's all gone now. Now, of course, we have to have most of the people are nurses or certainly very well trained. And so we can't afford as many. And the care is nowhere good. In fact, your chance of getting getting a back rub or even getting a bath in the hospital, you know, it's like winning the lottery. It just doesn't occur. The care in the hospital is nowhere near as good as it used to be.
A lot of nosocomial infections, too, from what I've been hearing in the last month. A lot of things that aren't even reported, you know, flesh-eating bacteria and things like that. Now, the hospital you went to, they knew you still?
Oh, yes, sir. There's some of the people there who've been there, were there when I was practicing orthopedics.
My mom is 89. The last time she was in the hospital, they were, they have these computers on wheels, like, robots, they move around. They hardly even looked at her. They were looking at the computer all the time, typing in stuff.
I know. It's so sad.
They actually recommended that I not treat her. You know, they say, well, you've got the power of attorney. You might as well just not even treat her if you think it's, you know, because I disagreed with some of the things they wanted to do. They wanted to check for polyps up in her lower intestine. And I said, every time they do that, she bleeds. Has it really changed that much from a year ago, do you think? Or would it cause more trouble than it would be worth? And they said, well, you don't have to do anything. You can just let her die. And I thought, man, that's kind of cavalier and callous. I don't like that hospital anymore. So.
She should have an incident of some sort. Maybe her heart should stop. You want us to actually actively try to keep her going, you know. And basically, of course, they phrase it in such a way, you almost feel guilty if you want to keep them going.
When I was a youth, I had rheumatic fever in 1966, and I can remember being in the hospital. And the orderlies, the nurses, they'd talk. You know, they had a very easygoing manner. They'd stay and talk with you a while. I remember those back rubs and all that other stuff. But things have certainly changed for the worse, I think. But you stay healthy, okay?
Well, we'll do.
The Lord might not come for another 7 years. You know, this September begins the Shemitah. That's a 7-year period. Our September 14 is the Hebrew 2015. 15 to 22 is the Shemitah. And if this is not the ultimate Shemitah, the ultimate 70th week, then we got to wait till 2022 to 2029 for that ultimate.
Okay, fine. Well, God bless, and thanks very much for calling.
God bless you.
And let's go to Mike. Oh, whoa, I don't know what happened. We had Mike calling from Scotts Valley, and somehow we lost Mike. Mike wants to call back, and again, we'll try to get him back on the program, but I certainly appreciate the people who call when we have open lines, and I have nothing to talk about while we're more or less dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience to give us a call. And certainly we appreciate the opportunity to address the issues that people are concerned about. So let's see if this is Mike. Hi, this is Mike.
Good evening, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Mike. How are we doing?
Doing pretty good. Hey, I wanted to make a comment about the churches. You mentioned about the churches a little earlier, and just, you know, in some of our churches today, there's everything is corporately in place, but there's no power. It seems like the Spirit has departed in those situations, and people are just basically kind of going through the motions. We desperately need the revival of the Holy Spirit.
I think you're absolutely right, and basically, all we got, if things get worse, I really believe that the people are going to turn back to God. But things are going to have to get worse because things are so good now. Most of the Christians are simply sitting there waiting for the Lord to come to whisk them away, and they're not involved in what's going on. Any other thoughts?
I don't know the address of the scripture, but it says, having a form of godliness devoid of the power thereof, and we desperately need a revival of the Lordship.
Amen to that.
Christ through the Holy Spirit in our churches today.
I wouldn't disagree with you at all. Well, thank you so much for calling, Mike. Always good to hear from you. We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up tonight's program with William Craig. He'll be the second hour. So don't even think about changing that dial.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and suddenly I just want to remind our listeners that I think we're living in very difficult and dangerous times. I believe we're living in prophetic times. I think we're going to be seeing the unfolding of some of the horrible things that are described in the scriptures. That is not just one war and one incident. It's a series of them, and certainly I'm not saying that I understand the scriptures and everything they say, but I do know that we are suddenly moving into what I believe are very, very difficult times. And our job is to reach as many people as we can, in the time allotted to us, and hopefully direct them towards the realization that God is real, that the Lord Jesus Christ is here, will be coming, and certainly that they're people need to have a personal relationship with our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. How can you possibly explain that how one person can be three persons? And quite frankly, from my simple point of view, it's impossible. I have to accept this sort of thing on faith. But I do believe it's true because I see God's hand in my ministry. I see it's God's hand in my life and guiding me during the 85 or years that we've been here on the earth. And suddenly, many times wonder why things have happened the way they have. But I believe there's always been a purpose for it, that God intended a long time ago I was going to be doing what I'm doing today. And somebody had called in and asked why I haven't been attacked or pushed off the air. And I think it's because God wants me here. And as long as he wants me here, why we'll be here behind the microphone. Under any circumstances, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America, indeed across the world, that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you are in a financial position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And as simple as calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and suddenly, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can make a donation. You can buy the books and four CD sets and various items that we have. We have a nice list of health products. We have a list of soap products. And why do we do this sort of thing? We do it to raise funds. Basically, suddenly we live in a capitalist society. And, of course, any way we can raise the funds so we can maintain our network of stations, and it is an expensive proposition to have stations out across America. And suddenly we have three different networks that we utilize. And suddenly if you have actually four different networks that we utilize, and if you're in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Pardon me, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And basically, of course, you can certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can read our newsletters. We have certainly a section there. Certainly news on the internet, and certainly I try when I see something really unusual to have it posted there so that you can go and watch and either watch or listen to the program. There's so much information on the internet, and so much of it is contradictory. So we don't actually post a lot of things, but the things we do post, I do believe, are well worthwhile. So remember our website is RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you, if you're in a position financially to support Radio Liberty, that you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But you may not be able to afford to help us. I know a lot of people are having financial problems. If you're not in a position to help financially, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. We ask you to pray for our provision and for our protection. And so remember, we're involved in a spiritual battle being played on a political and ideological battlefield. So please, certainly pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty, for our permission and our protection.
While the storm clouds gather,
Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. but in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization. It's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or the supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who's formerly a Sunday senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's been with the Republican Magazine. He's certainly has written a number of books. He writes regularly for a Sunday many of the leading conservative websites in the United States. He certainly writes the Radio Liberty newsletter, and we're pleased to have him with us this evening. William Grigg, you pick up the story. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
Dr. Stand, it's always a pleasure to be with you. And first of all, I'd like to know, am I coming through fairly clearly this evening?
I don't. Well, right now you sound clear to me. I just,
right.
It depends upon suddenly whether or not we're able to pick this up and make a good recording of it. And I don't know how it's going out across the nation. So we'll just have to. Did you have a chance to get a new telephone or what?
I haven't yet. I've been doing some other things, though, in an effort to try to make things a little bit clearer on my end.
All right, fine. Well, we'll hope and we'll see how it just sounds this evening. And we'll have to get our consultants. Remember, we have some people who are a lot better at this sort of thing than I am. But anyway, you go right ahead.
Anyhow, it's always a pleasure to be with you. And last week, Dr. Stan, you had suggested that this week we should talk about what seems to be the unmistakable tropism towards some kind of a severe crisis with Russia, perhaps even involving a regional or continent-spanning war, which would, of course, be one of the most horrible things that one could imagine, given the fact that Russia, in spite of the fact that it has a gross domestic product about, I think, 1/15 that of the United States, is the only country on Earth governed by a regime that is actually capable of hurting us. And in its theater of operations, Russia is prohibitively stronger, in large measure because of its simple size. Russia has a history of absorbing invaders. It's been the case in recorded history that it's very easy to invade Russia and almost impossible to get out once one has found one's army entangled in that immense country. And so they've got the advantage, first of all, of geography. Secondly, they've got the advantage of a population that is somewhat inured to hardship even now in the so-called post-Soviet era. And thirdly, if you take a look at the way that we're being manipulated into a crisis with Russia, you can't really make a case for the proposition that the West, as it defines itself, is on the side of the angels here on account of the fact that in spite of the undeniable reality of the awfulness of the Russian government, they've not really been behaving on the international scene with quite the impudence and bellicosity of the United States and the European Union. Vladimir Putin, of course, is a piece of rough trade. He's a veteran of the security organs of that country. He was a high-ranking officer in the KGB, and I'm of the opinion that one is never really an ex-spook, whether you're talking about a KGB or a CIA operative. And he's somebody who certainly has gotten his hands bloody in Chechnya. And domestically, he's aligned not only with various mafias and with various oligarchs, but also with the group called the Siloviki, the so-called men of strength, who are part of the military and intelligence apparatus. But he's by no means a decent human being, by no means a noble figure. That being said, this must be acknowledged as well. He's worked to defuse the crisis in Syria. He's refrained from overt aggression of the sort that's been historically associated with dictators. And so we find ourselves in a bizarre situation where the restraint of an ex-KGB ruler of Russia is perhaps the only thing that might prevent a catastrophic war from breaking out.
Okay, fine. Well, hang on to that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest, of course, is William Grigg. And we're talking about the potential for a war with Russia. Is it real? Imagine.
While the storm...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month. And shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sonny William was just saying that suddenly, up until the end of the Second World War, the First World War, why suddenly no one would have suggested that the United States should in any way want to dictate the policy and the foreign policies of other nations. In fact, suddenly our founding fathers cautioned us against being involved with the affairs of other nations. We were to be suddenly friends with all nations, but suddenly not aligned with anyone specifically. The purpose of America was to preserve America, to preserve its strength, and to defend America. But of course, certainly, as the globalists came gradually to take control of our government, why, of course, they moved increasingly so that we would begin to direct and control the policies of other countries, and beautifully manifest in this legislation, which we mentioned earlier, this Senate bill, which is recently presented to the Senate with 22 senators endorsing it, calling for the nations of Europe to impose sanctions on Russia, to move our NATO troops in closer to Russia, to build up the anti-ballistic missile system adjacent to Russia, to foment the civil unrest in Russia, actually paying suddenly the NGOs and other people in Russia to agitate against the government. Where in heaven's name can legislation of this sort come from? How far that is from the ideas of our founding fathers. We were not to be involved in other with other nations, and now it seems to be we want, of course, to bring tremendous pressure on Russia to force them to change their policies to coincide with what America wants. But pick up the story, William.
Well, to coincide with what a certain narrow stratum of the American ruling class wants, I think. there is not really that deep of an animosity toward Russia on the part of the American public. Unfortunately, because of the behavior of the government that acts in our name, we can't say the same of Russian public opinion with respect to the United States. I think there's a perception that's growing on the part of many Russians that the American public is as bellicose and as insensitive as the people who supposedly represent us in government. And when you're talking about the founding perspective, Dr. Stan, with respect to foreign policy, it's worth reviewing, and I don't have to have the speech in front of me, but the tremendous speech by John Quincy Adams, which he said that America doesn't go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. America is the friend of liberty everywhere, but the champion and vindicator only of our own. And we know that if we enlist under foreign banners, even though they be the banners of independence and liberty, that the result would be the corruption of our own institutions, that the maxims of our public policy would subtly change from liberty to force. We may become the dictators of the world, he said, but we would lose control of our own spirit. That's certainly been entirely vindicated. It was prophetic. He gave that speech in 1821 with respect to a crisis in Ottoman Europe, that is to say, in the Muslim-dominated Turkish Empire, where there were a group of Greek Christians who were seeking their independence from Ottoman rule. And, of course, this was something that very much engendered the sympathy of the American public and of many notable figures over in Europe, Lord Byron among them. Lord Byron actually died, if I remember correctly, after enlisting to fight on behalf of the Ottoman-dominated Greek Christians and contracting a disease of some sort. But there were people who actually, as individual citizens, felt a calling to go over and help the Greek Christians emancipate themselves from the reign of the Turkish Caliphate. And there were many people pressuring the United States government to memorialize on behalf of the independence-seeking Greek Christians. And John Quincy Adams said that is something we really shouldn't do. We shouldn't even take a stand at the point of issuing an official proclamation of sympathy on behalf of this group, who, of course, engenders our sympathy as individuals, because we cannot implicate the United States government in this internal quarrel. It is not within our authority, and it is not a wise thing to do, because we will find ourselves entangled in their struggle and in their fight, and this is going to have a toxic effect on our own domestic political affairs. Since 1914, when the United States, under the reign of the execrable Woodrow Wilson and Colonel House, was seeing our institutions reconfigured in order to become more of an empire. Since 1914, it has been the assumption that the United States has to be involved in any trouble anywhere in the world of any significance. That doesn't necessarily mean that we'll intervene on the side of those who are obviously on the receiving end of an injustice. It means that whoever happens to be at the helm of the United States government is going to be drawn by this from the same self-perpetuating elite, this very narrowly defined and exclusive cabal, who see themselves as the natural rulers of the world, or at least part of that stratum of society that are the natural rulers of the world. They see war and conflict as the propellant for their ambitions, and they don't see anything at all wrong with inflicting misery overseas and in corrupting our institutions here at home, as long as it serves the interests of their power. And we have a situation right now that in many ways has very ominous overtones, somewhat akin to what we saw a century ago with the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand and the tripwires being sprung that led through all these secretive pacts and all this duplicitous diplomacy to a continent-spanning conflagration that eventually involved the United States. And what sent the United States into the war, first of all, was the engineered thinking of the Lusitania, which was a passenger liner that had been filled to the brim with munitions and sent through a prescription zone in the Atlantic, in spite of the efforts of the German government to warn people that if this ship were to go across this exclusion zone carrying weapons bound for England to use against Germany, the ship would be attacked. They did everything they possibly could, the German ministry, the foreign ministry, to warn people about this. But it was something engineered by the first Lord of the Admiralty and Mr. Churchill, and the corresponding figure in the American government was a fellow by the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They brought about the sinking of the Lusitania as a way of tuning the atmosphere for American entry into the war, and then unrestricted submarine warfare was the officially stated rationale for the declaration of war that got the United States involved in 1917. Since that time, we've never been a normal country.
But, of course, basically they had intended that the sinking of the Lusitania would take us into the war. The American people didn't want to go to war.
No.
It took 2 years of intense propaganda with all sorts of phony stories about little Belgian boys having their hands cut off and Belgian women being raped and having their breasts cut off. All these stories day after day after day in the controlled media until eventually the American people actually believed all of the lies, just as we believe so many of the lies we're told today. But go ahead.
You know, there's a fascinating book about Woodrow Wilson's war by that title that was written by Thomas Fleming, who's a popular historian for whom I have great respect. And there are a couple of things in that book that I find tremendously important in discussing what happened before World War I and comparing them with the way that the atmosphere is being set today for whatever disaster these people are contriving. And that was, first of all, that the British government cut the one undersea telecommunications cable that would have allowed American news outlets at the time, of course, we're talking about newspapers, because even radio was very much in its infancy at that period. It was not widely used, nor was cinema, for the most part, as a means of mass dissemination of news. But there was one transatlantic cable that was used to conduct diplomatic communications and to carry news from the continent to New York City. And this cable was cut by the British Intelligence Service, essentially, which meant that the British Intelligence Service was now the monopoly disseminator of what was called news from the European war. And that's how you ended up with Americans being marinated in those pseudo accounts of atrocities in Belgium that you mentioned, Dr. Stan. The idea that the rampaging Hun was amputating the hands of children and committing atrocities on the bodies of cowering, timid women. And Clarence Darrow, somebody for whom I don't have any particular respect, actually carried out a fact-finding tour where he conducted a number of similar luminaries over to Belgium to investigate these accounts of German atrocities. What he found out is that the German army was like armies pretty much everywhere, composed of people from pretty much every country. They did some horrible things, but they were not disproportionately or even conspicuously worse than the French army or the Belgian army or the British Expeditionary Force. What they found is that none of these accounts was at all true or reliable, but that it used to inflame the public mind and to create what was called war will. And then he had a fellow by the name of George S. Creel, who was the head of the Office of War Information, who literally dispatched across the country this corps of people to harangue U.S. citizens at every public gathering imaginable. They were called the Four-Minute Men. And one of the things that they specialized in was going to theaters. And before the movie was allowed to be shown, these were silent movies accompanied by people on organs or pianos, one of the Four-Minuters would get up and unbosom himself of a lengthy and strident discourse about the need for people to prepare for war and ventilating all manner of propaganda accusations about the depravity of the Germans and their allies and things of this sort. This all happened before we actually got involved in the war, and then after the United States became embroiled in that war, this escalated dramatically. And there were propaganda films being put out by Hollywood extolling the supposed virtues of the United States entering into an alliance with Great Britain. And bear in mind, 100 years ago, there was still deep ancestral resentment toward England on the part of most Americans. And there was a rally, outside of the Capitol, where Eugene Debs actually recited from the Declaration of Independence and was arrested as a subversive because he was using this as a way to tell people that it would make no sense for the United States to be enlisting in a war on the side of Great Britain, from whom our country has declared independence within the lifetime of the grandparents of some of the people who were there. It's just perfect insanity, but that's the sort of thing that is necessary in order for a country to be manipulated into war that people don't want.
Well, what frightens me is to know the history of what's happened in the past, and then I begin to see some of the things that are taking place today and the similarities. We'll be back in just a moment with William Gregg.
While a storm cloud...
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is simply pointing out that poison gas crisis in Syria a year and a half or so ago, Putin had intervened and prevented the expansion of that war, which, of course, it was very obvious that the Obama administration wanted to expand the war, suddenly, and a justification for American involvement in bombing. And Putin intervened and defused the situation. Go right ahead and pick the story up.
Yeah, he intervened to defuse the situation, and then shortly after that, we had another crisis erupt in Ukraine. And without getting into the technical details here, it seems to be pretty obvious, first of all, that the European Union wanted to absorb Ukraine, that the people behind the expansion of NATO, which has no justification for its continued existence if one takes at face value the depiction of NATO as a regional alliance to contain the Soviet Union, but there are people who want to absorb Ukraine and Moldova and some of the other elements of Europe abroad into NATO, and they have been targeting Ukraine, and there are people who are interested in the natural gas asset that Ukraine boasts, and this is something that would provide leverage against Russia, because Russia right now is the chief supplier of natural gas to the western part of Europe, and the idea is that they need to do something about undermining Russia's near monopoly, I suppose, near regional monopoly as a gas exporter. There's nothing at all wrong with seeking alternate sources of energy, but there's something tremendously wrong with doing this by undermining an elected government and then seizing control of the government through an engineered coup, which is what happened to the western part of Ukraine. And the eastern part of Ukraine, of course, is primarily ethnic Russian. Many of them, most of them perhaps, speak Russian rather than Ukrainian dialect. There are religious differences, there are cultural differences, and there's a difference in orientation. The northern western part of Ukraine sees itself as more naturally part of Europe, and the southeastern part of that country sees itself as gravitating toward Russia. There's no reason at all, and this is something we discussed before, Dr. Mann, no reason at all written in the Bible or the laws of the Medes and Persians why Ukraine has to remain one country. And perhaps the best way that we can diffuse the situation, and this is the sort of stuff that genuine diplomats would be seeking to accomplish if any such people existed right now, they would probably try to bring about the peaceful separation of Ukraine into two countries. And this would be one of the best ways, perhaps, to defuse the potential for a regional conflict and to bring the existing conflict to an end. There's no reason at all why southeastern Russia should be dominated by Kiev. And there's no reason to think that Russia would really be interested in absorbing the entire country of Ukraine. They do have treaty rights. Russia has treaty rights to sections of Crimea. There are military assets there, their warm water port, for instance, that has been guaranteed to them through treaty since 1991, 1994. There was a formal accord reached in 1994 between Russia and John Major of the UK and the Clinton administration, where it was understood that Russia would retain its control over its existing military facilities and that the United States would remain aloof from the internal affairs of Ukraine. And, of course, that was something which has been honored with the same punctilio that the United States government has displayed, successive administrations have displayed.
And I think the major question is, why is America gone halfway around the world to be involved in the Ukraine? I mean, what does this have to do with defense for America? Because it has nothing to do with defense of America or American interests. It has to do with the fact that the people in Washington, D.C., or at least what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, the globalists, want to dominate everything. And they wanted, of course, to bring suddenly the Ukraine under the control of Europe. And suddenly expand their reach into that part of the world. And suddenly there is no justification for this. Go right ahead.
Yeah, there's no justification for it, and there's no reason at all to expect that given the predisposition on the part of Western elites to look upon Russia as troublesome, and also given the fact that Russia is seeking to become an economic player in the world in ways that don't involve the assertion of military force, but becoming very interested in soft power diplomacy. And given as well the fact that Putin, for all of his apparent truculence, has been doing what he can to palliate tension and to mitigate potential conflicts in Ukraine, I don't see why, in the midst of all this, when things were actually breaking very well for Russia, they would engender or allow or authorize a world historic act of terrorism, shooting down an innocent civilian jetliner, in a way that would be guaranteed to ruin them in the eyes of the world and to advance the interests of their enemies.
And, Chris, the thing that gets me is how could they possibly have come up with this legislation? The Senate bill with 22 signers on it, they're bringing sanctions against Russia. How could they have done that within just a few days of the downing of that plane? Did they somehow know that plane was going to be shot down? That's a question nobody wants to ask.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, William is simply pointing to several other things that suddenly had occurred. There was certainly some material that was actually released shortly after the downing of the Ukrainian plane, pardon me, of the Malaysian plane. And of course, it was supposedly conversations between the Russians and the rebels having to do with shooting the plane down. But basically, of course, if you carefully examine this, you find out it was recorded the day before the shoot down. How could that possibly have happened? And then, of course, there's been other material suddenly that's come up that they've suggested that everything is being done to demonize the Russians. Certainly, doing one of the most significant things is the plane was actually ordered to leave the regular flight path and go maybe 100 miles north and to descend from 36,000 feet to 33,000 feet where it could actually be hit by missiles. It was actually being shadowed by a couple of Ukrainian jets. Some people suggest that there was evidence of machine gun fire in the fuselage. We have not got the entire story, and maybe we never will. But go right ahead, William.
There's a report that's been published by Global Research in Canada, which I consider to be one of the best news aggregators of what we might call non-officially sanctioned media. The report written by a German pilot by the name of Peter, I believe it's Heistenko. No, actually, he's not German. He's Ukrainian, it turns out. And what he wrote is, I was amazed at how few photos can be found from the wreckage. All are in low resolution except for one. This, by the, once again, is a commercial pilot. Except one, the fragment of the cockpit below the window on the pilot's side. This image, however, is shocking. In Washington, you can now hear views expressed of a potentially tragic error or accident regarding Flight 17. Given this particular cockpit image, it does not surprise me at all. Entry and exit impact holes and projectiles are found in the cockpit area. And he produces this video. He reproduces a video, or forgive me, a still image of a fragment of the plane that has the type of perforation that one would associate with gunfire rather than a missile strike. He says, I recommend to click on the little picture to the left. this is necessary because this will allow you to understand what I'm describing here. The facts speak loud and clear and are beyond the realm of speculation. The cockpit shows traces of shelling. By shelling, he means gunfire. You can see the entry and exit holes. The edge of a portion of the holes is bent inward. These are smaller holes, browned and clean, showing the entry point, most likely, of a 30-millimeter caliber projectile. The edge of the other, the larger and slightly frayed exit holes, showing shreds of metal pointing produced by the same caliber projectiles. Moreover, it is evident that at these exit holes, that the outer layer of the double aluminum reinforced structure are shredded or bent outwardly. Furthermore, minor cuts can be seen all bent outward, which indicates the shrapnel is forcefully exited through the outer skin from the inside of the cockpit. The open rivets are also bent outward. In sifting through the available images, one thing stands out. All wreckage of the sections behind the cockpit are largely intact, except for the fact that only fragments of the aircraft remain. Only the cockpit part shows these particular marks of destruction. This leaves the examiner with an important clue. This aircraft was not hit by a missile in the central portion. The destruction is limited to the cockpit area. Now you have to factor in that this part is constructed of specially reinforced material. This is on account of the nose of any aircraft having to withstand the impact of a large bird at high speed. Again, I point out, this gentleman, who's of Ukrainian ancestry, is a commercial pilot. You can see in the photo that this area is significantly stronger aluminum alloys were being installed than in the remainder of the outer skin of the fuselage. One remembers the crash of Pan Am over Lockerbie. It was a large segment of the cockpit that, due to the special architecture, survived the crash in one piece. In the case of Flight 17, it becomes abundantly clear that there also was an explosion that took place inside the aircraft. So what could have happened? Now, this is where, of course, extrapolating from what is observable, he offers an hypothesis. Russia recently published radar recordings that confirm at least one Ukrainian Su-25 was in close proximity to Flight 17. This corresponds with the statement of the now-missing Spanish air controller Carlos, who was seen two Ukrainian fighter aircraft in the immediate vicinity of Flight 17. By the way, Carlos, assuming that he exists, and you have to exercise some discretion here because we're in the realm now of contending claims by government agencies, government security and intelligence departments in particular, we're entering into a somewhat murky realm where nobody's motives are pure. But within hours of the shootdown of this Malaysian jetliner, this Carlos, this Spanish air traffic controller, was in social media saying that he had actually witnessed these things and he actually had to flee, according to the accounts that he published in social media. This corresponds with the statement of the now-missing Spanish controller Carlos, who was seen two Ukrainian fighter aircraft in the immediate vicinity of Flight 17. If we now consider the armament of a typical Su-25, we learn this. It is equipped with a double-barreled 30-millimeter gun, equipped with a 250-round magazine of anti-tank incendiary shells and splinter explosive shells, also known as dump-dump bullets, arranged in alternating order. The cockpit of Flight 17 has evidently been fired at from both sides. The entry and exit holes are found on the same fragment of its cockpit segment. Now just consider what happens when a series of anti-tank incendiary shells, splinter explosive shells, hit the cockpit. These are, after all, designed to destroy a modern tank. The anti-tank incendiary shells partially traversed the cockpit and exited on the other side completely deformed shape. Aviation forensic experts could probably find them on the ground, presumably controlled by the Kiev Ukrainian military. That's the comment that was inserted by the translator of this article, which was originally published in German. After all, their impact is designed to penetrate the solid armor of a tank. Also, the splinter explosive shells will, due to their numerous impacts, cause massive explosions inside the cockpit since they are designed to do this. Given the rapid firing sequence of this particular cannon, it will cause a rapid succession of explosions in the cockpit area in a very short time. Remember, each of these is sufficient to destroy a tank. Because the interior of a commercial aircraft is an hermetically sealed pressurized chamber, the explosions will, in a split second, increase the pressure inside the cabin to extreme levels or a breaking point. An aircraft is not equipped for this. It will burst like a balloon. This explains a coherent scenario. The largely intact fragments of the rear sections broke in midair at the weaker points of construction, most likely under extreme internal air pressure. The images of the widely scattered field of debris and the brutally damaged segment of cockpit fit like hand in glove. Furthermore, a wing segment shows traces of a grazing shot, which in direct extension leads to the cockpit. Interestingly, I found that both the high-resolution photo of the fragment of bullet-riddled cockpit, as well as the segment of grazed wing, have, in the meantime, disappeared from Google Images. One can find virtually no more pictures of the wreckage except the well-known smoking ruins. If you listen to the voices from Washington who now speak of a potentially tragic error or accident, all that remains is the question of what might have been the nature of this mistake. I am not given to hover long in the realm of speculation, but would like to invite others to consider the following. The Flight 17 looks similar in its tricolor design to that of the Russian president's plane. The plane with President Putin on board was at the same time near Malaysia Flight 17. In aviation circles, close would be considered to be anywhere between 150 and 200 miles. Also, in this context, we might consider the deposition of Ms. Tymoshenko, who wanted to shoot President Putin with a Kalashnikov. So what this person is saying, and this is not the first time where somebody has offered this particular speculation, is that this might have been an incident in which the Ukrainian military was mistaken in the profile of this aircraft and believed that they were shadowing President Putin's official aircraft, his equivalent of Air Force One. And if you've seen a side-by-side comparison of the aircraft that Mr. Putin flies, or upon which he flies. He doesn't actually fly that aircraft, although I understand he's rated to fly a commercial plane. If you take a look at a side-by-side comparison of the air profile of his aircraft and that of Flight 17, the profiles match up fairly well. At least they would if you were looking for an opportunity to take out President Putin. I don't know whether or not this is a plausible scenario, but in terms of the mechanics of what happened here, this very qualified air professional makes a compelling circumstantial case that this plane was taken out not by surface-to-air missiles, but by the type of wing-mounted machine gun that would be on this Russian aircraft. Now, the one problem with this theory that I've seen is that this particular generation of a Russian-designed fighter may not have the ability to climb and to overtake 777, Boeing 777. I don't know whether that's the case or not. In the interest of complete disclosure and in the interest of examining the relevant evidence, it's useful to point that out. So there are problems with that analysis as well. Whether any of these scenarios is accurate, however, the one thing I am confident did not happen here is that Vladimir Putin, acting in complete contradiction to his own interests as a ruler and to the interests of the country over which he ruled, authorized an operation through the Russian military, acting by way of the Eastern Russian Alliance separatists, to take out a civilian jetliner. That simply does not make sense. But that's what the public is being fed here, by people who are perversely determined to create a crisis with Russia. And they've actually succeeded in creating a crisis because now we're seeing multiple layers of sanctions being proposed and implemented against Russia. Sanctions, if not an act of war, are the immediate precursor to war. when you're interdicting trade with another country, what you're doing is you are making that country a belligerent. You're making it an enemy. And as I believe it was the 19th century free market economist William Cobden who said, where goods don't cross borders, armies eventually will. And so when the Senate of the United States is issuing decrees that they pretend the Russians should follow, and in open public session, talking about funding movements for the purpose of bringing about political change in that country, and then when they are urging the imposition of sanctions on Russia, what they are doing is they are trying to provoke a war with the one country on earth that is ruled by a government which has the means to hurt us, not only militarily, but also economically. Bear in mind that this is something we've discussed before. Russia is a key player in a new alternative financial and political architecture called BRICS. That's Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And then there are other countries that are gravitating towards this new configuration. One of the reasons they're doing this is because of the decrepitude of the dollar. Russia, like China, holds a great deal of the paper on American debt. And they're in a position now where, ere long, they're going to be issuing some kind of alternative instrument of currency to compete with the dollar. And when that happens, assuming, of course, China gets involved in it, there are plentiful indications that China is thinking about it. There are already some areas of the world, some interest in Canada, for instance, who are settling their accounts in yuan renminbi rather than in dollars. But when these people actually forthrightly say that they have what they consider to be a viable alternative to the fiat dollar, that's the sort of thing that could very quickly collapse the United States economy and much of the world economy, which remains dollar dependent. So we really don't have a strong hand here on the part of the United States. If you want to push around a country like Iraq or even conceivably Iran or Syria, that's one set of propositions. However, we are dealing with Russia here. You're dealing with that's the second world country that still has in its theater of operations, the First World Military. They are a peer competitor in strategic weaponry, meaning, of course, nuclear weapons. One of the reasons why, historically, it's not been a good idea to start up with Russia is that they actually have the means strategically to enter the United States. And they're engendering sympathy within Asia right now because a lot of countries in Asia, once again, they are the creditors for the United States, are really weary of the way that Washington has been behaving. So they're provoking a crisis in the worst conceivable way, in the most dishonest fashion imaginable, against exactly the wrong set of potential enemies and rivals in a way best calculated to do injury to our interests. This is one of the reasons, Dr. Stan, I think you always emphasize the fact that the people running affairs in this country are part of a shadow government that does not have the interests of our country at heart. They're making plans that would be of direct injury to our livelihoods and to our families. And it's interesting, you take a look at what's happened in Western Ukraine.
Well, I'm going to have to interrupt you, William, because we're coming to the end of the program, and I want you to get out certainly information so people can be able to get to your website, we'll be able to get to your send your material, we'll be able, of course, to get to your PayPal button. But tell people, listen, how they can get to your radio programs and how they can support your ministry. Go right ahead.
I do appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is still my blog, Pro Libertate. You can go to Google and type in Grigg, William N. Grigg. Pro Libertate should be the first return. Grigg and Pro Libertate would be another good combination. freedominourtime.blogspot.com is the direct address for the website. freedominourtime, spelled as one word, .blogspot.com. I publish once or twice a week, depending on my schedule. The essays are between 1,800 and 3,000 words for the most part. And what I'm doing is, for the most part, once again, original journalism, which is to say I'm breaking stories, or if I'm not breaking stories, I'm trying to examine stories that are in the news to a depth that is not really being pursued by most people in the so-called mainstream media. There is a PayPal button at the right-hand margin of the page and at the bottom of every essay. I also have a button for those who want to donate by way of Bitcoin. This is my primary means of supporting my family and supporting what I do by way of vocation, and I consider it a ministry, as you say, Dr. Stan. So I'd really appreciate any help. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio. It's broadcast every Saturday evening at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific, on the Liberty News Radio Network. You can find that at libertyroundtable.com, online, libertyroundtable.com. You go to that website in the upper right-hand quadrant of the page, there's a Listen Live Now button. I also am published at lewrockwell.com, that's L-E-W, and then Rockwell as in Norman Rockwell. I contribute both to the blog section of that website. He also republishes a lot of my material from the Pro Libertate blog. And at the bottom of the Pro Libertate blog, once again, along with the PayPal button, there are links for my Twitter feed and for my archive of radio commentary, both the Freedom Zealot radio program or Freedom Zealot podcast, and also the Daily Liberty Minute commentary that I do for a Christian radio station here in Idaho. And once again, most of these things can be accessed at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, and that's where you'll find the PayPal button.
Well, this is anyway, certainly we recommend that you utilize William Creek's material. We think it's excellent. Hang on there, William. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Dr. Stan and Sydney. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with William Grigg. I always do. And I think that he has laid out the idea that certainly we're going to see increasing tension between the Soviet Union and the United States, and America is going to increasingly begin moving towards a war footing. And, of course, when you go on a war footing, sometimes you end up in a war. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America, indeed our listeners out across the world, because we do have people all throughout the world listening to our program. The Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we have to depend upon our listeners for the funding so that we can maintain our network. Actually, we have about four networks we work with, and basically, this allows us then 4 hours, 5 hours a day, 5 days a week to bring the information about what's really going on to others. Certainly the easiest way to listen to us is on the Internet, but of course if you have the stations, they're so much more convenient. We do have a shortwave outlet. Certainly people can actually get us on satellite if they have a satellite receiver. We encourage you to certainly tell others about Radio Liberty and encourage them to listen, because of course, we not only will give you some of the finest speakers in the country, but actually, of course, we stress recurrently the fact that this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. And there really are prophecies written thousands of years ago. And if you actually go back and you look at them carefully, you'll see them being fulfilled today. If you have not suddenly watched Pastor Billy Crone's excellent DVD series. There are actually 9 sets of DVDs, each with 5 or 6 DVDs in it. It's called The Final Countdown. It is one of the finest analysis of what's happening from a prophetic point of view. Pastor Billy Crone, we feel very, very fortunate that he is with us on a regular basis, and that we've covered so much of the material that he has. And it is available, certainly they're rather inexpensive. I think you can get 6 DVDs for $29.95. Anyway, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And as you watch these, you will actually see what is taking place today. And you will realize that we are living through truly prophetic times. And so much of what the Lord has prophesied thousands of years ago, we are witnessing taking place today. That's The Final Countdown. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, Pastor Billy doesn't go into as much as I do into who these people are. And of course, that's covered in my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, because this is not an imaginary movement. It's really very real. I've been to the headquarters. I've interviewed members of the inner core of this movement. At Sydney, I've read their publications, Foreign Affairs Magazine, going back for 50 years. And I can tell you that we are seeing their plan coming into focus today and fulfillment. They know exactly what they're doing. They have an intense hatred for the West. They want to create a one world government under their control. This is all about power on the part of a small number of people of great wealth who think that they can change the world. Some of them actually, I'm sure, know. Most of them do not understand the spiritual implications of what they're doing. That's why you certainly want to get the material from Radio Liberty. Our numbers, 1-800-544-8927. You get the Brotherhood of Darkness. You get the book, certainly the New Media Monopoly. And then, of course, you get Pastor Billy Crone's DVD set, The Final Countdown. And actually, I say there's 9 of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and they each have 5 or 6 DVDs in them. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
Solemn prayer.
from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean.